Both of Vermont's U.S. Senators, Patrick Leahy and Bernie Sanders, say they strongly oppose a Republican U.S. Senate health care plan that could be voted on this week. And as VPR's Bob Kinzel reports, Governor Phil Scott has also come out against the proposal.
In many respects, the Senate bill follows the framework of a House GOP plan that was adopted last month. It makes sharp cuts to the Medicaid program, and it allows insurance companies to determine their rates based on the age and health condition of the person seeking the policy. It also repeals an income tax surcharge on wealthier people that was used to help subsidize care for low and middle income people under the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare as it's known. Leahy is very critical of the legislation and the secret process that he says Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell used to develop this bill.
It's really a cruel and cynical hoax. We all want to improve health insurance, but that's not what this does. It's a tax cut for the rich, frees up money for a massive tax cut to the wealthiest Americans, but it's going to hurt a lot of average Americans.
In a prepared video statement that was released online, Sanders said the bill would force millions of people to lose their health care coverage. He also doubts that there's very much public support for the key elements of the legislation.
People don't think that we should throw millions of people off of Medicaid, substantially raise premiums for older workers, defund Planned Parenthood, while making the very richest people in this country even richer.
Governor Phil Scott has also expressed strong concern about the bill. The governor says roughly 25% of all Vermonters take part in programs funded by Medicaid. And he says the GOP bill will put Vermont state government in a very difficult position. It can take on additional budget burdens or allow thousands of people to lose their health care coverage.
We took advantage of the expansion of Medicaid, so we're very reliant. Any changes to Medicaid will be an issue for us and could be detrimental. So we have to protect our citizens, and this is going to be very, very difficult for us.
The Senate is expected to vote on this bill before it takes its annual July 4th recess. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.